This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Speaker Devraj Ghimire calls major political parties meeting seeking consensus for upcoming parliamentary session. 9th National Journalism Day observed today. President Ramchandra Podil stresses need for free, fair and professional journalism. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachand appeals unity on identity and representation issues. And 3 soldiers killed in Kerem Shalom rocket attack amidst the Israel-Gaza war. President Ramchandra Podil said that impartial, free and capable press leads to an enriched republican system in the country. Addressing a program organized by Ministry of Communication and Information Technology on the occasion of 9th National Journalism Day at Sheetal Niwas, President Podil added that press freedom is the major part of democratizing campaign of the country. President Podil further said that research and innovation through journalism should be made more professional, responsible and liable to the society. On the occasion, Chief Journalist of the Year 2018 was awarded to Pratik Pradhan and late Tribhuvan Podil. Similarly, National Journalism Award was presented to Menaka Chowdhury, Suryamani Gautam, Bhavani Singh Aire, Deepak Gyawali, Tripti Shahi and Prem Bahadur Karkidhobi. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has urged all oppressed classes, castes and communities to unite in support of national issues, particularly regarding identity and rights implementation. Speaking during the launch of Bagmati Province Official Languages Act 2080 and the Language Day 2081 program, Prime Minister Dahal emphasized the importance of recognizing meaningful representation and safeguarding rights. The act has ensured the official use of Nepal Bhasa and Tamang language in the government offices under Bagmati Province government. Likewise, Prime Minister Dahal welcomed the implementation of the Bagmati Provincial Assembly's law to regulate provincial government language alongside initiatives to recognize Nepal Sambat as a national holiday and incorporate it into official documents. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said that Gorkha Patra has been an eyewitness of the political period of Nepal and it has played an important role in the preservation and promotion of Nepali language and literature. In a special ceremony held today in Kathmandu on the occasion of 124th year of publication of Gorkha Patra and its 62nd anniversary, Minister Sharma said that Gorkha Patra should become a bridge between the government and the people. Minister Sharma recalled the day when Gorkha Patra was published, which marks the foundation in journalism. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Ghimire, is set to hold discussion with top leaders from major political parties, including Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, at his office in Singhadarbar tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Speaker's office has confirmed the participation of Prime Minister Dahal, President of Nepali Congress Sher Bahadur Deoba, Chairman of CPN UML KP Sharma Oli, Chairman of Rashtriya Swatantra Party Rabi Lamichani, and Chairman of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Rajendra Lingden. The meeting aims to foster consensus among the parties before the upcoming parliamentary session commences. Recent disruptions during the last sessions, particularly by the main opposition Nepali Congress, have prompted this initiative. The Nepali Congress has obstructed the parliamentary sessions, demanding an inquiry into Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Rabi Lamichani's involvement in an alleged cooperative fraud case. This meeting follows unsuccessful attempts during the previous session to resolve the House obstructions. Despite prior efforts, no consensus was achieved. In addition, separate discussions and planned with the political party's chairpersons, chief whips and whips to address the issues raised in the House. Finance Minister Barshaman Poon has said the government was successful in giving the message of its private sector-friendly moves. At a meeting at the Ministry of Finance on Sunday, Minister Poon said the government was committed to creating a business-friendly environment for the private sector. On the occasion, Minister Poon shared that 8 different laws were revised through the audience to create an investment-friendly situation. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Japan, Kamikawa Yoko, returned home last night after completing a day-long official visit to Nepal. This was her first visit to Nepal after being appointed as the Foreign Minister of Japan. Foreign Secretary Seva Lamsal bid farewell to her at the VVIP lounge of the Tribhuvan International Airport. Chief Whip of Nepali Congress Ramesh Lekhak said that consensus, cooperation and dialogue will be necessary to protect the country from instability and to strengthen the Federal Democratic Republic. In a press conference organized by the Nepal Press Union Kanchanpur chapter in Mahendranagar today, he noted that there is dissatisfaction within the CPN-UML in the current government and expressed his own doubts about the present ruling power equation. Nepali Congress leader Lekhak said that the position of the Congress on the involvement of Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamy Chani should be investigated. Bagmati Province government has decided to issue an ordinance to amend the Province Higher Education Act 2078. Minister of Internal Affairs and Law Ganga Narayan Shrestha shared that the cabinet has decided to provide relief support of 1 lakh each to three families who lost their loved ones while trying to control the forest fire in Lalitpur and Ramichhap district. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to make arrangement for bringing back the dead bodies of Nepalis who fought in the Russia-Ukraine war. In a press statement issued by Commission spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel on Sunday, the National Rights Watch requested the government to take a diplomatic initiative for managing treatment for those injured ones and rescuing others waiting to return home. It has been confirmed that 39 Nepalese serving in the Russian army have lost their lives in the war. Cases of dengue fever are prevalent in the Bagmati province. In the past 9 months, over 11,000 positive cases of dengue have been confirmed in the province. The risk for dengue infection is higher in the summer, and the Health Directorate of Bagmati province urges one and all to take precautions against it. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israel has closed the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza after Hamas fired rockets from within the strip. The BBC reports Israel saying the attack killed three of its soldiers, injuring several others. The crossing is one of the few routes to get humanitarian aid, including food and medical supplies, into Gaza. The bodies of three tourists found in a well in Mexico's northwest all had bullet wounds to the heads. A state prosecutor said relatives of the three men identified their bodies on Sunday after traveling to Mexico to assist authorities. The BBC reports that officials believe the men were attacked as they were trying to fend off an attempted theft on their pickup truck. Israel's government has moved to shut down the operations of the Al Jazeera television network in the country, branding it a mouthpiece for Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the cabinet agreed to closure while the war in Gaza is ongoing. According to BBC, police raided the Qatari broadcaster's office at the Ambassador Hotel in Jerusalem on Sunday. Now the general weather forecast of the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province, and light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province. In present days, influence of western wind, local winds and low pressure system formed around Bihar in India. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Speaker Devaraj Ghimare calls major political parties meeting seeking consensus for upcoming parliamentary session. 9th National Journalism Day observed today. President Ramchandra Powdel stresses need for free, fair and professional journalism. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda appeals unity on identity and representation issues. And three soldiers killed in Kerem Shalom rocket attack amidst the Israel-Gaza war. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.